Colin McFadden, St Michael's, your team have been victorious with 114 to 14 points against Milford. That was a good championship tussle there.
Yeah, it was tough. It was tough than we knew. I said before the game, I said during the week, it'll be tough coming in here to Milford's ground. They probably had their eyes set in this fixture. They're playing away to Glenties. The first game, and I think any team went up there, you know, it's going to be tough outing. So probably had their eye in today that this is where they felt they probably could have got 2 points. And they made it hard work for us, and we were kind of getting a wee bit unsettled there in the second half, and probably the water break came at the right time. We were able to settle down and refocus, and you know, we kind of tried to settle down and keep playing, keep plugging away and not panic. And thankfully, it did kind of turn the corner for us, and we finished out the last 10-12 minutes strongly there.
Yeah, because like you, for most of the game, they were kind of a point or two ahead, like, but you didn't let them get any further than that in front.
Aye, well, we couldn't. I think we went ahead after the goal for. We went ahead by a point, but after that, Milford were always that wee bit ahead of us all the time, and then we go back level, but they'd tag on a few more scores, and we're probably struggling in the middle of the field. O'Donnell there was fetching some great ball and laying down some ball, and they're picking up all the breaks. We weren't getting breaking ball or nothing around the middle, and it was a cause for concern for us. But thankfully, you know, towards the end, we kind of got a grip on that in the last 10, and you know, give us a foundation to push on and get the attacks that we needed to, you know, to get the points and get the one.
And what was it in that last 5-10 minutes? Was it the experience? Was it your fitness? What came to the fore there, do you think?
I don't know if it'd be fitness now with boys our age, but I think maybe it's just, you know, it's about that stage of the game is about being not panicking, like, and if we were panicking a wee while before that, as I said earlier, you know, it was important that we regrouped and we settled down, and you know, we were getting the chances, but we just weren't converting them. So it's just a matter of keep doing what we're doing and settle down on the kick, and thankfully we did that and we got a couple of scores then.
And yourself, we think it was 1-9 from you tonight, like you're playing great stuff.
Well, it was one of those evenings, probably made a must 1-9 as well, like, but I was glad to just get them over the bar at the end up, and you know, to keep, you know, I felt just kicking from the right spot, a lot of them were going wide, but thankfully, you know, kept at it and didn't put the head down, and eventually they went over.
Yeah, I suppose Michael's injury was a big blow, but other than that, 2 wins from 2 games, like, you couldn't ask for much more.
Well, we knew before, just 2, you know, we avoided the big 4, but it was still two of the better teams probably in the senior championship, and you knew it was going to be 2 tough outings, and you know, we definitely would have took 4 points, or 2 points even at the start, and to get 4 from the first 2 games was great, because obviously there's a possibility we could get unions, and you know, there's lots of tough games now, and then we could potentially get the next 2 games, so that's good. Like, Michael he's out injured there after the last game, and a lot of boys, a couple of other injuries, Michael O'Rourke, and long term injuries, Oisin Langan and Daniel McLaughlin, and you know, it's important if we try and get them boys back, because you need a strong squad, and especially when the games will be played off quick now this time of year. But that's great to be. It's great to be back playing. Didn't look like it for a couple of months earlier in the year. Didn't look like we get any football. So it's nice to be back playing and getting games under our belt.